You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Remember, we're hosting a screening after the show today at noon, private screening of Roadhouse starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor at Icon Tyson's at noon. Free popcorn and free soda. It is first come, first serve. So you want to have a good time, catch a movie on the big screen.
Yep.
Take off work, do whatever you got to do. Join us at noon at the Borough, Icon Tyson's at noon.
Guaranteed fun hangout. Guaranteed more fun than work. And it's not even close.
That's for sure.
Who would rather go to work than watch a free movie with free popcorn or free soda? Nobody.
That's a pretty great day, Cakes.
No one. It's a really great day.
So Chris Sims always makes some headlines when he's ranking quarterbacks, and he also ranks receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that has jumped out to people is his take on Marvin Harrison Jr. Now, he doesn't slam Marvin Harrison Jr., but all along, most people just assumed he was going to be the first wide receiver selected in the draft. We've even talked about the possibility of Washington. We haven't talked about this so much lately, but Washington choosing to build their team up first, draft Marvin Harrison Jr. and deal with a quarterback down the road. Chris Sims doesn't have him ranked number one. He doesn't even have him ranked number two. He has Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU ranked higher, and he's got Marvin Harrison Jr. number three. Now, it's not that he doesn't like him. He just doesn't think he's as explosive or gets as much separation as the other two.
It might be true.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He probably doesn't have the all-out speed as those guys, but, man, he's 6'4". He's got great hands. He had a lot of big plays, man. I think the last 2 years he had 28 touchdowns.
I feel like his hands are a big thing that jumps out at
me. He's just, who knows how good he's going to be. I think he's going to be really good depending on what offense he's in, but these other guys are going to be studs too, I think.
He's been really good grading receivers over the years. Now, some of these, like in 2021, he had Ja'Marr Chase and Devontae Smith as his number one and number two receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these maybe were obvious at the time, but he thought that CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson were the top two in 2020, and both obviously are studs.
Those are both huge hits.
See, that's not exactly true. So Justin Jefferson was the number four wide receiver taken that year.
Mm-hmm.
Behind, I believe, Ruggs and Jerry Jeudy.
And Rager. Remember,
and Rager
went one
was there right there,
him.
Too. Right. And when he talked about Justin Jefferson that year, he said, I can't believe this guy's not getting more hype. It's jumping off the page at me how good this guy is. He's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
He should be talked about as one of the best receivers in this draft. He's right behind CeeDee Lamb.
Mm. And he was right.
Great route runner, can separate from people, fearless over the middle, snatches the ball out of the air. Reminds me of Michael Thomas.
Now the good thing is,
every time I watch,
really good.
Every time I watch Harrison, though, he's always what I mean. He can catch anything, and he's always making big plays.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know what his 40 speed is, but it seemed like he was separating himself from defenders.
Well, you can imagine that Harrison probably also. I mean, first of all, he played for Ohio State. Now these other guys played for LSU, so obviously huge programs. But
correct.
I mean, Ohio State is certainly. I feel like they were on nationally every week, right? Mm-hmm. We're watching them every week. Was LSU
probably
necessarily on in our area every week as much as Ohio State?
Probably not, but they're on national TV a lot.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean during like the Joe SEC Burrow, network, Jefferson Chase
They
era?
Might not be on CBS.
Like this last year.
Or ESPN, but there's probably, you know, with the SEC network, you can
I felt like
watch
Ohio
them
State
week.
Was always on. I was always watching them.
You can watch every LSU game.
Yeah, but it's not as readily available, right? Would you say? Or no?
They might play one or two games a year on the SEC network, but usually they're going to be on ESPN.
It probably depends
or
on the matchups.
Uh-huh.
Right. I think I was talking about this with EB during the break. I think if Brian Thomas Jr. somehow lasts into the mid-20s, I think that's when Adam Peters is going to be on the phone for a trade-up back into the first round to potentially pick him and pair him with Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson.
Where do you think receiver
is super freak
on their target list?
Got to be, I would think, in the top two or
obviously
three.
Quarterback's one, but I would think receiver's got to be. Yeah, if it's not
well,
two,
I take,
it's be...
I take quarterback out of it because that's obvious.
Yeah.
I think I don't it's know that tackle to, and receiver.
I don't know if you have to trade up. Like, looking back at this 2020 NFL draft where Justin Jefferson was the fourth one selected. All right, Henry Ruggs was super fast right at the combine.
Mm-hmm. But you got to throw him out, right? The whole disastrous.
And then Jerry Jeudy, who's pretty good, went number 15.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb went number 17.
Right.
Jefferson went number 22. All right, but if you keep going down the list, 25, Brandon Ayuk.
Yep.
Keep going down, and you get into the second round. T. Higgins and Michael Pittman Jr. Both have been very good players.
Class. Like maybe he doesn't feel like he has to trade up to get a quality wideout, but like if you want a guy who has, I think he's 6'3", ran a 4.33 at the combine, big physical receiver. Like I'd be stunned if that guy lasts until 36.
Probably not.
It's just
a matter of what Peters wants to give up to move up there. Right. I mean, he might just sit back and say, I can get a really good receiver at 36 or 40.
I missed Rager. So Justin Jefferson, when he was drafted 22nd, was the fifth wide receiver selected.
Right.
But point is, after that, you still had really quality receivers selected early in the second round. Now, the drop-off is after Michael Pittman Jr., who was at 34.
Yeah, there's... If you haven't seen the video from a few years back from that draft night of Rick Spielman, who was obviously involved with the Commanders front office, where he's back and forth on the phone with then Vikings coach Mike Zimmer when they're like on the edge of their seat because their pick's coming up. They pick one pick behind the Eagles, and they think the Eagles are going to take Justin Jefferson. And then when they hear the name turned in is Jalen Reagor instead of Justin Jefferson.
They flipped.
They couldn't believe their good fortune that their guy fell into their lap, and they were just ready to sprint that card up and make the pick. It's a cool video to watch, especially when you see how those two careers have diverged.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson is one of the top two or three receivers in the league, and Rager's bounced around on at least two or three teams at this point.
Right.
He's basically a special teamer.
All right, so let's say Washington goes quarterback at number two, which we all assume.
Right.
Can they really afford to trade up the draft of wide receiver cakes? Because now you're shirking the tackle.
Well, again, I'm not saying that it's a must, but I'm just saying that if a guy as talented as that, and I'm talking about Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU, falls into the mid to late 20s and the price isn't that high, I just think that he would be tempted by it. And then you pick your best tackle at 40, if that's your move, and you have to part with the number 36 pick and whatever else draft capital to move up like 8 or 9 spots.
I mean, looks like
every mock I look at has Harrison being the number one
receiver. PFF has him number one, but doesn't necessarily mean like what I was getting at is so maybe I'm just partial. I always would seek out Ohio State games, but you know, obviously Marvin Harrison Jr. is getting a little run too because of his name. Right? Name factors in.
Sure,
like he had the production, but when you see that flashy name like that, it's like if you had a Michael Jordan Jr., of course you're going to, right? You know what I mean? Like the name factors in some of his attention.
The name definitely carries some weight. His dad's a Hall of Famer.
Maybe that's elevated him. I thought he was dynamite. Every time he threw him a freaking ball, I made a huge play when I watched, but I don't know. Maybe we're sleeping on these LSU guys.
Hmm.
There's a lot
Never
of buzz that Malik
that.
Nabers is either the equivalent of or starting to slightly overtake Marvin Harrison Jr. Like,
I know there's a lot of hype about
it. If Harrison Jr. goes, say he goes 4 to the Cardinals, there are a lot of mocks that have Nabers going either 5th or 6th.
Right.
Chargers up.
Chargers five. Giants six.
Are they're sitting at six. They desperately need some help, and they're wide out.
Where does Sims have the Washington receiver? He doesn't have him in his top three.
No,
he has
probably
the two LSU guys. Then he has Marvin Harrison Jr.
I'm guessing he's got him four.
But PFF has Adunes three amongst receivers. Whatever it's worth. I mean, everybody's got.
Most mocks have him going in the top 9 or 10 too. Like he's going to go off the board pretty early.
Right.
Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah put out his mock draft 3.0.
Yeah, right.
For some reason,
that.
I respect him. He's got Odunze,
right?
Ninth pick.
Yeah,
Odunze.
Well, it's...
by the way, also it was Turbo. Apparently, the fish Turbot.
Yeah.
Somebody said it's Turbo.
Our pronunciations have been off the last few days.
How would you know?
And apparently the rapper is Money Long, not Mooney Long.
Our friend D. Woods pointed that out to us for the prize read.
So have we butchered like three things today already?
Yeah.
I didn't do that today, but on Monday.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it says Chris Brown with special guest M-U-N-I.
Money Long.
Long.
Yeah, we kept calling it Mooney Long.
Drab, you're more of a college football guy. Of these receivers, who would you take number one? I'm going to hear the Drabby rankings.
I think Harrison. For
you
sure.
would take.
Yeah,
Harrison.
I mean those other guys, but Malik Nabers the previous year, I don't think he was very good. And I mean, I don't know a lot about Brian Thomas other than the fact that like his athletically, he just jumps off.
I mean, he's got that size.
And
too.
I love Odunze. I mean, Odunze is an unbelievable 50-50 ball receiver. Like he's gonna get it.
Mm-hmm.
How accurate is Kuiper's mocks usually? Because he's got Washington taking Daniels and not May.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, May or Jeremiah has May going to. I mean, they're all over the place.
I don't think anybody really knows what Adam Peters is thinking.
No, of course not.
Well, that's what they say. This group is very tight-lipped.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know. I go back and forth. Jaden Daniels, I think, is the most exciting player, but I do think Drake May might be the pick. Just more traditional, big, solid, strong guy. I listened to your boy Drabby, Herm Edwards, on Kime's podcast, and he's a huge Jaden Daniels guy, obviously, right? Because he coached him and recruited him there at Arizona State. But he admits that Drake May's probably better in the pocket, probably the best pocket quarterback in this game. Maybe I just want that, Cakes. Maybe I just want that. But
well,
I don't know. Nobody knows what Peters wants. I like
the guy that can take off and run and gain 70 yards.
That's I like
Jaden
that, too.
Daniels. That's my guy.
When all hell breaks loose.
Yep.
You know.
He's more ready day one. I don't care about who's going to be the better quarterback 5 or 7 years down the road. I want the guy who's more ready now.
So I was doing a lot
ready
of
to start.
I was doing a lot of driving yesterday. I think I heard somebody.
How do you know he's ready now?
Oh, I don't know.
That's just your guess.
That's just a tingle. A tingle play.
I was driving around yesterday. I was listening to Grant and the guys, and it was late in their show, I think, and somebody called in. They were talking about the draft, and somebody threw out the possibility. I'm not sure if they had announced Cornelius Lucas had signed at that point, but just the whole point being that we're going to draft quarterback. We got to protect this guy. It's been a huge issue here the last few years. Go 36 and 40, both tackles. Two starting tackles. 36
I mean,
and 40.
If
so you go quarterback,
like,
two tackles, and then after that, then you could just
then
do whatever
worried
you want.
About,
if you feel like there are two tackles worthy of being picked 4 picks apart, and you have them graded highly, I don't hate
would
it.
Would you hate that?
As long as you address quarterback first, I'm fine with that.
Essentially, two tackles that were, you know, probably in a lot of mocks were first-round caliber guys. If 36 and 40, they're right there, first round, second round.
Yeah, I'm totally cool with that.
And you have your Drake Mayer, Jaden Daniels.
It's a major area of need. It's a glaring weakness on the team. And if they want to use both second-round picks to shore that up, fine with it.
Would you hate it?
No, I would not hate it.
Yeah.
I would really hate it if they traded down out of two, like to 8 or 9, and picked a guy like Joe Alt. That I would hate.
Yeah.
Well, I would officially hate that.
But if they did that.
They're not doing that.
But if they did that, though, but they just love, nobody knows, they love Michael Penix. Or they love Bo Nix.
Again, this is where we have to trust Adam Peters. I have to trust his acumen and his talent judging eye and his staff that if they love Penix, you have to be behind the pick.
Caleb is having his pro day today, right? Did I read that correctly? Is that going to be on ESPN?
It'll be either that or NFL Network, I'm guessing.
All right. Well, we got to put that on.
I assume.
Is it his pro day or it's just like USC in general?
I guess USC.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I guess
yeah,
USC. Yeah.
I'm sure the receivers.
Sure, they're not all going to go there just to see one dude.
Right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, but that we'll be watching that
today. Oh, if it's on,
that's must watch.
If that's on, I want to see that.
After we watch Roadhouse.
Right.
After we watch Roadhouse and we watch Caleb Williams sling it all over the field.
Right.
All right, are you looking for the best seat in the house or your office, maybe even your home office? Of course you are. It's time for you to ditch that beater chair for a new one before you're riding the bench with a back injury. Nobody wants that. Look no further than PVI Office Furniture in Frederick, Maryland. They've got you covered. PVI has an enormous selection of furniture. Visit their showroom on Monroe Avenue in Frederick. At PVI, you can expect triple play service that's fast, affordable, and customer-focused. Hit a home run with PVI. Visit PVIPVI.com. That's PVIPVI.com. Business grows with PVI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.